vehicle. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved, no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available through Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Wednesday, the 22nd of January, 2025. And Donald Trump continues to make history. Out of Politico, the leftist news site most of the time, Politico editor-in-chief calls Trump the greatest American figure of his era due to his influence. Heads are exploding all over the country. This was out of Fox News today. Actually, it was out of Fox News yesterday. The Politico global editor-in-chief John F. Harris argued in a new piece that Donald Trump's second victory proves he has dominated American politics so thoroughly he will likely be counted among the country's most consequential leaders. My view, he is the greatest president, not only of modern times, but of America's history. The greatest president in American history. What he's had to master is media. He has had to master everything. And also a mature deep state, a mature continuity of government system that tried to interfere with his first election, did interfere with the second election, and tried again in this last election, but still. Harris clarified he's not describing Trump as a righteous or evil character, nor was he saying that Trump has been a successful president, but he reiterated that his impact is monumental either way. He is a force of history. The editor-in-chief said Trump's second inauguration on Monday puts the president in an extremely new light. He is now holding power under circumstances in which reasonable people cannot deny a basic fact. He is the greatest American figure of his era. Harris explained that assessment of Trump is an objective description. His assessment of Trump is an objective description about the dimensions of his record, noting how the president began by dominating the GOP nearly a decade ago and now dominates every discussion of American politics broadly. Trump brought in I'll finish this article. He noted that Trump is I'm going to continue with the article. He noted that Trump's second victory proves he's not a fluke, despite his opponents in the media hammering his flaws for almost 10 years. He is someone with an ability to perceive opportunities that most politicians do not and forge powerful, sustained connections with large swaths of people in ways that no contemporary can match. Not even Clinton, not Obama. Obama, he was very influential. He was a influence, but only on a segment of the people in this country, the far left. Let's see. He is someone with the ability to perceive opportunities that most politicians do not and forge powerful, sustained connections with large swaths of people in ways that no contemporary can match. The editor-in-chief stated, adding that he himself has been slow to see this power. Harris went on to say that Trump's political opponents must do away with their strategy to paint Trump as a political aberration. They cannot push Trump to the margins by treating him as a momentary anomaly, or simply denouncing him as lawless and illegitimate. Harris continued by comparing Trump's individual traits to those marking the most consequential presidents. Like influential predecessors, his arguments have shifted the terms of debate in ways that echo with both parties. In this case, on issues such as trade, China, and the role of big corporations. Like other presidents, Trump has been a communications innovator and exploited technological shifts more effectively than the rivals. He also pointed to Trump's uncommon psychological toughness as a signature shown by the most consequential presidents. True. Trump is dynamic. He is high octane. He is extremely high octane. Imagine running for president amid huge civil suits, criminal prosecutions, and every felony convictions, then emerging from this morass as a larger figure than before. No one needs to admire the achievement to recognize that Trump is possessed by some rare traits of denial, combativeness, and resilience. Harris also notes that the great unifying presidents of American history were also seen as controversial and somewhat divisive in their day, suggesting that Trump could also be cast in this light for the years ahead. Trump has yet to prove that he can be the unifier, he added, however, writing, what he didn't show in the first term or on his important pathway to a second was the ability to bring these conflicts to resolution, to unite the country in a new level of understanding. This would require Trump revealing a new understanding about himself and how to use the next 4 years. Greatest president in American history. My view, I'll be back in a few minutes. The present truth.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Run in the shadows.
All right. And another article. I don't know if you have heard about this, but there was a bishop, Marianne Budd. She, the president attended the Bishop Marianne Edgar Budd, the National Prayer Service yesterday in Washington, D.C. And they attended yesterday morning. And Budd was attacked during her service. She delivers a sermon urging Trump to show mercy to immigrants and transgender children. And I watched the sermon this morning. He says, and I'll talk more about what her address was about, but he said today on X, the so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. She was nasty in her tone, not compelling or smart. She failed to mention, and she mentioned, I think I have it here. Let me get this. See what she said. Oh boy, where is it? Well, anyhow. She failed to mention that the law, she addressed this matter of, going back to Trump's article, Trump's response. She failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country and killed people. Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It's a giant crime. It's a giant crime wave that is taking place in the U.S. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and uninspiring. She's not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. She stated, "Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you, and you told the nation yesterday you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. They are gay, lesbian, transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives, the people that pick our crops, clean our office buildings. They may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, and temples." And J.D. Vance, he sat there looking back and forth. His appearance was incredulous at the bishop's remarks. And Melania, she just sat there like, whoa. Everyone was trying to figure out what is going on. You know, the Bible talks about this matter of women priests or pastors or teachers in the Bible, in the New Testament. It was never allowed in the Old Testament. But there would come a time where there's a prophecy in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 5 through 12. And it talks about in the years before Christ returns, there would be a movement, a feminist movement, and the feminist movement would have its base in an end time nation, and the base would be set like setting a huge statue on a concrete base, able to hold a witch's cauldron, really, is the way it presents it. And in the witch's cauldron, there would be evil. And the evil would be, according to the prophecy in Zechariah chapter 5, verse 5 through 12, there would be this evil and wickedness that would be carried into the future, and it would be set in a nation, a great empire. And in that great empire, you would have these women come out of the cauldron. And this was the feminist movement that began in 1966, the year that the Satanic Bible was written by Anton LaVey. And it's called, it would be taken to a land called Shinar. Shinar, or America, in the distant future from the time that Zechariah wrote the prophecy. And it would have two women. One woman, women would become prominent, dominant in the civil government, in the nation, the government itself. There'd be a second, which is even a more dangerous evil. Women in the clergy, women in the prominent positions in assemblies. And this would be a greater evil, the greatest evil. It would be an attack on the scripture and on God himself. And it would cause an apostasy, a falling away, a deviating from what Christ and the apostles had presented in the New Testament. And the prophecy is about the United States of America. Women would become dominant in politics and in the body of Christ, and the men in the clergy would be effeminate, weak, not necessarily effeminate in the sense of being having the tendencies of a woman. They would be spineless. They would not know the scripture. They would not be able to resist the power of women in the assemblies, in the churches that they would oversee. And they would be responsible for allowing wickedness to run rampant in God's churches, specifically the evangelical churches, women, Bible teachers, teaching a Bible, which you're not supposed to do, because a lot of times they have a bent. Their tendency is toward love and not justice and not righteousness. Because of their compassion, they are not able to clearly separate the righteousness of God's eternal kingdom. They would lean to emotion. You have in this country these women that are great Bible teachers that have these big ministries, and women have a tendency to lean to and look for opportunities to of power. And we have these big women's ministries, Bible teaching ministries in this country. This was not the case up until the United States came into existence. Actually, not until 1996 and beyond. In 1972, the women actually protested and said, "We will stand against the dominance of men in the clergy, in the churches, and women will be given opportunities to be prominent in the churches of God. Well, it is actually, Isaiah says it's a curse when women and children rule over men. Women have that tendency in this country to be dominant, and that, not saying that there isn't a place for women in politics or even in the churches, but they are not to be, they are not to have authority over men, and they are not to preach openly to the congregations. That is a role specifically for men that have been called to those positions of authority for the sake of a kingdom that is invisible. And because of the infiltration and women being given the opportunity to have power from the pulpit, large ministries, many, many ministries throughout this country, what it does is it causes a great deception upon the minds, especially of women. And many women who have been abused, have been had in their early childhood, where they have been caused pain by men, they will gravitate toward these ministries where women are the heads of these ministries. So with this, she's not only is she, I think she's a gay, Bishop Marianne Edgar Budd, and she, again, coming from the point of emotion, you know, these are God's children. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country. But then, like Trump stated, she didn't say anything about the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country, killed people. Many of these people were deposited from jails in Venezuela, in the, you know, the Central America, South America. And there's a giant crime wave in this country. What about the people that are the at the end of the violence of these people? What about these children of God? What about God having mercy on them? And then these murderers, there's no justice. The death penalty is coming back to the United States. The death penalty is coming back. Like Trump said, one of the bills he signed, what he's going to do is he wants the death penalty for these murderers that kill and murder people in law enforcement and government agencies. He wants the death penalty, and it's going to come back. And then when man will not bring that penalty back in the civil government, God is going to bring it back. It's in the book of Revelation. I don't have time to talk about it. I'm going to a break. But this matter of women pastors, which are never, there's no such thing as women apostles or pastors or teachers. Women are to teach their children and to help other women that are newly married. The elderly are to teach these young women how to be chaste and to be the wives and good mothers. There is a war coming. It's begun in the churches of God in America, evangelical churches, and all the other denominations also. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, K-Agency listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Okay, so Donald Trump, at Real Donald Trump, the so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. She was nasty in tone, not compelling or smart. She failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country and killed people. Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It's a giant crime wave that is taking place in the United States. Apart from her inappropriate statements, the service was very boring and uninspiring one. She is not very good at her job. She and her church owe the public an apology. There is a war coming to the evangelical churches in this country. There is a war coming, and it's over this matter of many different things, but one big matter is women in the clergy. And the pastors, many of the pastors, 80%, or I don't know the great percentage of men, in this country in the evangelical churches whose wives are pastors, they and their wives need to be sent down the road. But the problem is the people in their assemblies, they don't know the Bible. They don't know the ways of God. They don't know the principles of God's kingdom. So they allow these pastors and their wives to sit at the pulpit teaching them. And what happens is there's a curse upon them. They are stunted in their Christian, their spiritual growth. They're stunted. They will never go. They will never grow. They don't want the truth of the Bible. So they allow these, and then, and those who allow women to have these big ministries, the women are hurt. The women that follow these women are, have been abused. They hate men. They're men haters. They've got problems with their husbands, their fathers, their uncles, whoever. And the women who are on these teaching these congregations, Bible, the Bible, whatever, they need to do the right thing. They need to study the Scripture and do what the Scripture says. They are not to have authority over men, and they are not to shepherd masses of women nationally and internationally. There is a war coming, Christian people. There is a war coming, and this is going to be one of the main battles. But God will eventually make it clear to the women that they're in danger by following these women pastors who many have a problem with men, either their father or their husbands or the male figure. You see, back in the Garden of Eden, Eve had a problem. She realized the position that her husband had, and she didn't like that. She wanted position. She wanted power. She wanted to have authority. And guess who comes along? The serpent. And the serpent tells her, hey, it's okay. You can have power. You're going to be like God. Just eat of the fruit of the tree. Take this lying doctrine in this country, and especially in Shinar, and believe that you as a woman, you can be equal to men. It is not biologically true, spiritually true, psychologically true. Women who have been in traumatic situations in war, they are more fractured in their soul than men are, and men come back mentally handicapped from wars, women more so. God didn't create women like men. Men have an advantage psychologically, physically, spiritually. But this is a war that is coming to America. And the men who have wives as pastors, co-pastors, it's going to go away. And these people, the men and their wives, are going to scream louder than anybody, and they will attack viciously anybody that threatens their little empires. But they're going to be threatened not by man, but by God himself. So Donald Trump made it very clear to this lady, no such thing as an ordained woman bishop. No such thing. God will. She does not have the Spirit of God on her. Okay, and another thing, another article I wanted to visit with you on is the World Economic Forum is, they're in meeting right now in Davos, and Klaus Schwab and this Scholz of Germany, German Chancellor Olaf, they addressed the Davos crowd, and they didn't get a very good response. They both experienced an embarrassing moment when the audience members greeted their call for engagement with... It was an awkward exchange captured in viral video shared on X. This was out of RedStateNation.com. During the session, Schwab and Scholes opened the floor for questions. Instead of receiving the usual applause or eager engagement, the room was silent. Scholes' strained smile and Schwab's visible discomfort revealed their surprise at the lack of enthusiasm. One post, this is what happens when you try to control the world while ignoring the voices of the people. Another post, reality check for these elites. They don't speak for us anymore. Commentators were quick to pile on too. Quote, Scholes has plenty of reality checks already. So Davos, the World Economic Forum, the worm has turned. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as the Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great, uncensored, common sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you, and God bless.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
All right, continuing, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts archived on the radio station, 1360KHNC.com. With Donald Trump becoming president once again, there has been a shift internationally. Naturally, there is an individual by the name of Nick Giambruno. He released an open letter His letter is 2025, the year of global order, the year global order unravels. I agree 100%. He said World War III is already well underway, even though most don't recognize it. Russia, China, and the Allies want to transform the current U.S.-led world order that has been in place since the end of World War II from unipolar to multipolar, giving themselves a bigger seat at the table in the process. The United States and its allies want the unipolar status quo to prevail. World War III is unlikely to evolve into a direct kinetic war between the U.S., Russia, and China because that could invite nuclear Armageddon, where everyone loses. Instead, World War III is being played out in different levels: proxy wars, economic wars, financial wars, cyber wars, biological wars, deniable sabotage, and the information wars. This is World War III. Henry Kissinger said that the Pentagon should be wary of Russia and Germany partnering up, working together. This was occurring before the Ukraine war. Germany was going to buy natural gas, the Gazprom pipeline. The United States blew the line up. It was the United States. It wasn't Ukraine. It wasn't some terrorist group. The terrorist group is the United States. Now the Germans, finally, after all these years, have admitted to it. They're starting to admit, yes, it was the United States. Germany was becoming very strong in her industrial base because of the relationship with Germany and Russia. Kissinger warned the United States Pentagon, the government, don't allow it. Well, the United States made sure that these lines were ruptured, and Germany has had a difficult time ever since. But going back even prior to that, starting in 2005, already there was another Kissinger and Brezhnev had told the Defense Department, do not, and Kissinger warned this back in the 70s, do not allow Russia and China to work together. If this occurs, basically the United States' hegemonic rule is going to end. Well, Russia is forced into Ukraine, and the conflict begins, thanks to the United States wanting to bring Ukraine into NATO, the concept. Then on top of that, in conjunction with that a possibility or plan, you have the Nazi, the old, the new Nazi movement in Ukraine tied in to the Nazi movement, the hidden Nazi movement in the United States government at the top. And Russia and China, just prior to Russia's moving into Ukraine, Russia knew they didn't have a choice. Their back was against the wall. About 20 days before the war, the Russian war began in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin met with Xi Jinping at the Beijing Olympics and put together a partnership. And Henry Kissinger had warned, do not allow this to happen. Well, the United States drove Russia into this partnership. When the United States basically was moving Germany out, Russia made the Vladimir Putin. He played 5D chess, and he and Xi, they put together this new partnership between these two countries. It was a major strategy, and here today in Sputnik News, President Xi Jinping holds talks with Russia. And Russia and China Chinese are self-sufficient and ready for a new high. January 21st, ties between Russia and China are self-sufficient, do not depend on the global political environment or domestic politics. Vladimir Putin said that he had held virtual talks with President Xi Jinping. The Chinese leader said the country is ready to take relations with Russia to a new high in 2025. The war against the United States of America and the unipolar world system has gone to a new level. Donald Trump will talk more about it in a few minutes.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Okay, so what has happened is China and Russia going to a new level, to a higher level. And 2025 is going to be the year of global order, the global order is going to unravel, meaning the global order of the West, the global order objectives that began in late or early 1905. The plan to rule the to own the world. These globalists of the West have missed their opportunity. They missed the train. They're trying to catch up. They won't. It's too late. 2022 was the beginning of their the end of their momentum, and they're trying to at least keep the momentum they have, but it's too late. They do not and will not acquire the world as their gem. World hegemony has evaded them. So now what they're going to do is they're going to try to maintain. And to maintain, it means that we in the West, in the unipolar West, are going to go to war with the nations of the world that resist our objectives. The great, great war, you can call it World War III, it's going to be a slide. It's like a nine-speed transmission. It's going to be first gear, then second gear, a little faster, third gear. Incrementally, we're going to slide and up the wars and the battles throughout the world to the time of the final war, Armageddon. It's already begun. The momentum and the direction is now headed right into 2032, hopefully not 2033. It could be 2032, 33. I would like another year. I hope it's not 2032. We need more time. But by the end of 2033, at the latest, Armageddon will have, that war will have ended. 2033 at the latest. I'm thinking maybe even 2032 if Christ doesn't delay. So China and Russia, once again, they have gone to a new gear, into a new gear. They've upshifted or downshifted. No, they've upshifted into a higher gear. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on four bags and save $18.75 per bag on eight bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.